feelings start to pressure you. It's alright, I will give you time. Oh, and if my feelings start to pressure you, it's alright, I will give you time.
Well, hello. Thank you for coming. My name is Willie Lawson, and this is Fight Back Media. Fight Back Media Report here on Spreaker and Spotify, everywhere. The Fight Back Media Network. You name it. You're hearing from us now. Do me a favor. I want you wherever you're hearing this program. I would appreciate if you would drop me an email. I know it's kind of old school. Drop me an email at wls860@gmail.com. wls860@gmail.com. My name is Willie Lawson, and I am the CEO and chief bottle washer for the Fight Back Media Network. We do a morning show with my friend Paul Swanson called The Morning Report. It is on daily on the very same places where you're hearing this program, and it's also... I share it with a gentleman named Paul Swanson of the Swanson Report. That's Paul Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-E-N, because it's Swedish, he tells me. And he's a really smart guy, so I believe him. All right, listen, I want to talk tonight a little bit about this Equality Act. This is from an article from GOPUSA.com, written a few days ago by, actually written earlier this year, by Michael Harvaluk, and you probably heard about it and really didn't make much of it, but you need to make a lot of it. The article goes, it starts like this: as Democratic, and it shouldn't say Democratic because there's nothing Democratic about the Democrat Party. As Democrat Representative Gerald Nadler, New York from District 10, New York Democrat from District 10, championed the so-called Equality Act in a House Judiciary Committee hearing. He stressed that the bill would make sure that religious beliefs cannot be used to, quote, discriminate, end quote, against the LGBT community. So, in essence, LGBT trumps everything. LGBT trumps your personal beliefs. LGBT trumps your personal feelings. LGBT trumps your traditions. LGBT trumps the Bible, according to Jared Nadler. As the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Nadler impressed that the Equality Act, under the Equality Act, everyone must fall subject to the LGBT agenda, with churches and religious employers, organizations, and colleges being afforded no exemption whatsoever. So, whatever that LGBTQ, AIIP, whatever it is, and I know that I screwed that up, and really, I didn't mean to screw it up, I just don't know what it is. Whatever that agenda happens to be at the time, churches, religious employers, Salvation Army, or organizations that are faith-based have to, and colleges, universities, have to kowtow to whatever that LGBTQ agenda is at the time, period. According to Nadler, he says religion is no excuse for discrimination when it comes to sexual orientation or gender identity. Pfft. So, here's the deal. Because you know what this starts causing immediately? This starts causing, and it doesn't start at the big level, it starts at the small level. This starts causing people showing up and challenging these institutions. This starts... Someone shows up at a church and says, I'd like to apply for the assistant pastor job. that you have available. Oh, and I'm a practicing lesbian. Oh. So when they don't get the job, what are they going to do? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to sue. They're going to sue because they didn't get the job because they were a lesbian. And they're going to scare a lot of these churches and religious organizations, and especially those that think they're depending on their 503C, into acquiescing. It'll be LGBT trumps everything. Giving testimony against the pro-LGBT bill, also known as House Resolution 5, was Julia Beck. This is interesting. Who is a self-described radical lesbian feminist. Jeez. Man, she's fun at parties. And a former law and policy co-chair for Baltimore's LGBTQ commission. She alerted the Christian community and other faith-based groups about what to expect when or if the proposed legislation passes and becomes in force. And this is what Beck says, not Glenn Beck, Julia Beck. This would eliminate women and girls as a coherent legal category worthy of civil rights, Beck revealed, according to the Liberty Council. There is no way to tell if someone is lying about being transgender. We've already seen this. This would eliminate, She said that the gender identity becomes recognized under federal law. Americans can expect to see the following scenarios regularly play out. Male rapists go to female prisons and will likely assault female inmates. And you're thinking, that ain't going to happen. Well, it's already happening in the UK. Where male rapists are saying that they're transgender and getting sent to women's prisons because they're trans women now, right? They're being put in cells with women and raping them at the behest of the government, because the government got pushed around and is buying into this whole ridiculous transgender thing. It's already happening. Men will dominate women's sports, and girls who would have taken first place will be denied scholastic opportunity. Now, we sort of seen it, you know, on our morning report, I reported the story that there is a trans cyclist in the 35 to 40 age range that just set a world's record and is destroying a whole bunch of his female competition. Why? Because he's a dude. Guys ride bikes, even at that level, faster than women because of their musculature, their skeletal makeup. They're stronger by nature. And this person hasn't gone through any gender reassignment at all. He's a dude racing bikes against women and beating them regularly. So this is already happening. Female survivors of rape will be unable to contest male presence in women's shelter. You start breaking down and getting rid of that there's a difference between men and women. This is what happens. Female survivors of rape who go to shelters, women's shelters, will not be able to contest male presence because there won't be any such thing, right? That guy, that person, that dude is a trans woman. Looks like a dude there. Big old ass Adam's apple. Hands could palm a basketball. 5 o'clock shadow that you could strike a match on. Looks like a dude from here. Voice sounds like James Earl Jones. Early in the morning. And he says he's a trans, that he's a woman. Yeah, if you've just been raped and you're in crisis, you don't want that dude in the place, do you? Do you? Girls will stay home from school when they have their periods to avoid harassment by boys in mixed sex toilets. Now, what we didn't talk about before, we talked about everybody should be able to go to the toilet that they're feeling that day. Remember that we had that school discussion and that was part of the deal? Toilets. Of course, I gave you the solution because you have the solution in your house. Single seaters with locks on the door. It just says toilet. You go in, you close the door, you lock it, you poop, you leave. I'm sorry, you poop, you wash your hands, and then you leave. Right? Easy enough, right? But in these situations in schools, you won't have that. Imagine in single-sex restrooms in a middle school where a girl, your daughter, who's 13 or 14, gets her period. And in this bathroom is boys. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the terror? Imagine the embarrassment? It's bad enough with this other girls, right? Imagine if there are dudes in there. Let's say she's in high school. Let's say she doesn't get her period until she's 15. Now, I think because of the chicken nuggets, girls are getting their periods younger and younger. We have cases where girls are getting their period when they're 7 and 8. Imagine she gets her period late and she's 15. She's a freshman. With all the angst that comes with being 15, with all the angst with being a freshman in high school, now she's got her period in the bathroom and there's a bunch of guys in there. Why? Because you only have one bathroom. Everybody can be in the same bathroom. Or everybody could be in the same PE locker room. Because this is what the LGBTQ, AIIP, whatever that is, agenda is. So, tradition, common sense, religion, parental direction are all trumped by the LGBT agenda. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Girls and women will no longer have the right to ask for female medical staff or intimate care providers, including elderly or disabled women who are at serious risk of sexual abuse. You can't ask for that because there's equality. You can't ask. Okay. This show is live at 9:10 on Halloween. If you're a dude and you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, or if you're suffering with premature ejaculation, it's bad enough to go to a doctor and talk about that, or a medical professional and talk about that. But if you're going to talk about it, frankly, you want to talk to a dude. You want to talk to a guy and say, hey, listen, man, I'm having this thing, as opposed to being forced to talk to a woman. If you are a woman and you are having problems with your, let's say you've got, what do they call those? I'm drawing a blank on the name. If you've got them in your uterus, polyps or whatever, and you are, and you would much rather, you feel more comfortable with asking for a female, if you're a girl especially, for these intimate things, you can't because it'll be against the law. Just deal. And again, including old and disabled women who are always at risk for more sexual abuse. Women undergoing security checks will no longer have the right to refuse to have those searches performed by men claiming a female identity. So you go, first of all, TSA sucks. And because the last time I left here and got on an airplane, I went to the TSA in Tampa. And I swear, the dude should have, I mean, we could have had a cigarette. He could have bought me dinner. We were that intimate. Now I thought always that when this started happening, what is the dad going to do when the TSA dude wants to pat down his 16-year-old daughter? Why did I get patted down? I got patted down because I forgot to take my wallet out of my pocket. I had everything else out. I had my change. I had my keys. I threw all that stuff and all that crap in a little basket, and it was just everywhere. And it was a freaking nightmare because I was only traveling with like a backpack and a computer and all my clothes in the backpack. I was traveling as light as I could, and I forgot to take my wallet out of my pocket. So when I went to the scanner, it was like, hold on, sir. It says my wallet. So I very gingerly pulled it out and put it in the thing, went back to the scanner, and he said, come over here. And then he felt me up. He said, okay, so you didn't do what we told you to do, so we're going to fill you up. Humiliating. Now you imagine that a woman who now can ask for, if I could have a female TSA officer do that, if available, they can ask that. So what if there is a dude? Now remember, you can't tell if somebody is just pretending, if they're lying. They just said that, you know, today I'm a trans woman, and I look at you. You need a pat. You need a pat down, honey. How is that going to happen? And this stuff is already happening. But it's already happening, and it's going to get worse. It's just amazing. Now, that's part of the nuts and bolts of what that kind of law actually does that people just don't think about, because the left is always tied up in the emotion of these people are being mistreated. They're not being, no one's being mistreated. No one is being mistreated. People are disagreeing with them. And for the left, that's enough. I'm going to take a little break. We'll be back, and we're going to focus in on how this is going to affect the church. Because the church is a real target of all of this. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist. That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop. located at 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist, Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Oh, and if my feelings start to pressure you, it's all right. I will give you time.
All right. Well, welcome back. We appreciate you being here, spending some time with us. And we know that you do, because we can see the numbers. Let your friends know. You know, a lot. You know, I saw some people today, and they were some of my right of center friends, and they were like, you know, it's hard to just to listen and watch the mainstream media, but there've been a bunch of us out here on the internet for a long time who are skilled and directed in telling things as they are, truth, and being real and being realistic about it. You know, I don't have some pie in the sky thing that we're talking about. Just some real talk, realistic things that some of us right of center people need to hear on a regular basis and then act on even more often. So anyway, Nadler basically has said that LGBTQ agenda wrapped up in what they call the Equality Act, House Resolution Number 5, is going to everybody, even religious rights, must bow to LGBTQ. All right. So, and if you listen to some of my programs on Blog Talk Radio, I've said before that the LGBTQ agenda has really become the new religion. It's become a new religion. And everything and everybody must bow. It's got a strict code. It has a strict code of ethics. It has a strict code of behaviors. It even changes the language that you speak. That in certain places, if you use the wrong pronoun, calling someone sir instead of ma'am, his instead of her, him instead of her, or if you don't use they when you're looking at an individual, if you assume someone's gender. Now, we're going to have a program where we talk about sex and gender and how all that's jacked up because people don't know what words mean and people haven't done any research about this whole trans thing. We're going to do a deep dive. I'm going to get some help. We're going to do a deep dive into all of this because it's super important that you know where all this comes from. Now, I don't think you have to learn about where it comes from first to stand up against it. But let me, just trust me, it's all crap. And I know that offends the crap out of some of my friends and the people who listen to me who are a little bit more left-leaning. It's all a bunch of crap. It's just crap. It's crap science. It's crap publishing. It's crap academic. It's just crap. But it is the new religion. And all other religions, all other faiths must bow. Now, it's primarily attacking Christians. Let's not get it twisted. Now, when you start talking about the protection for people who are under Islam. Now, remember, in Islamic countries, you see them throwing gay people off of buildings, 3-story, 5-story, 10 stories, as tall as you can find, according to the teachings of the Hadith and the Quran, as tall as you can find to throw them off of. But these attacks are especially aimed at the Christian church in America. Dr. James Dobson, who founded Focus on the Family and the Dobson Family Institute decades later, sent an early warning that the Equality Act could spell disasters for Americans if it gets passed in Congress. He says, make no mistake, the so-called Equality Act is nothing but a thinly veiled attempt to finish off religious liberty in America once and for all, which ought to be plainly obvious based on cursory reading of the First Amendment, Dobson contended, according to Warner Daily. Simply put, by creating a protected class of citizens out of the LGBT community, this bill places Christians who believe in traditional marriage at grave legal and civil jeopardy. If I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, not two men, not two chicks, not three chicks and four dudes, or whatever combination you come up with. If I'm like, no, marriage is between a man and a woman. Let me give you a real example. I am a certified public notary here in the state of Florida. So you already know that what I can do, I can perform weddings. So if you're getting hitched in here in the state of Florida and you want me to marry you, then all you have to do is send me an email at wls860@gmail.com and let me know when the wedding is and where it's at, and I will send you the... I can only charge you $10 to marry you, to sign the paper, but I can charge you whatever I need to for travel and lodging. But if you want me to do it, send me an email, wls860@gmail.com. Tell me when, tell me where, and then we'll have a discussion. However, if someone says, listen, I want you to marry us. Now, of course, when I'm doing that, I am an officer of the court in that position. When I have my notary stamp, I'm an officer of the court. I'm not Willie Lawson, quote, private citizen. So, and they say, we want to hire you to marry us. Okay. Here's my husband, Bill. My name is Jerry. Do you know what it makes it hard for me to do then? To say, I can't do it, guys. Can't marry two guys. Now I am in legal and civil difficulty because they could sue me for not performing their marriage. Now they could find 1,000 other notaries. They could find 10,000 other people to marry them. And in the state of Florida, almost anybody can marry anybody. I mean, or perform the ceremony. Almost anybody can. The laws are very, very lax here. They could find another notary. They could find someone could go get ordained on the internet in 5 minutes and perform the ceremony. But if they're looking for a test case, I am right out there. Oh, crap. So what do I have to do now? So I can either do it or I can lie about why I can't. Ah, it just so happens that can't make it that day. Oh, the day comes up and go, oh, no, I got a bad cold. Ah, I got tendonitis in my foot. I got laryngitis. I can't perform a ceremony. I have no voice. Got to lie about it, right? And still get sued. All right. Now you're thinking, oh, crap, I hadn't thought about that. There you go. He saw no reservations by Democrat leaders to steamroll over Christians' rights to live out their faith in order to forward their ultra-left pro-LGBT agenda. They just don't care. Your feelings, they don't care about. Your rights, they don't care about. Your faith, they don't care about. There is no reasonableness. There's no, you believe what you want to believe and live that way. I believe what I want to believe and let me live that way. There's none of that. You know, I wish I could say I was shocked to see the speed with which Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats have brought the committee this sweet sounding but entirely treacherous Equality Act, Dobson continued. This decision demonstrates a frightening willingness by those on the left to advance a radical social agenda at a time when our nation already faces so many other divisive challenges. This is what this is all about. This is trying their best to break the back of the American church. That's all it's about. Let there be no doubt. Let's be perfectly clear. The Equality Act isn't about equality. Isn't about treating people who are gay nice. It's not about any of that. It isn't about making sure that they have rights to housing, jobs. It's not about that. It's about breaking the back of the American church. Because we've already seen a lot of bending from a lot of some of the denominational people who have allowed homosexual people in their pulpit to head churches. That would have never happened 20 years ago. Not openly anyway. Right? But now there'd be almost no way to prevent it. It would first break the spirit of the American Christian and destroy the and eventually, actually in pretty short order, destroy the organizations. This is what this is about. This is a spiritual attack. You know, when you talk to my friends, Kevin and Janelle Batts of Red River TV, they talk about it all the time. This is a spiritual attack. As much as it is a social attack, this is a spiritual attack, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're dealing with. And so when you see the reaction of the left, when people like Kanye West seem to be having some sort of conversion. And again, I talked about this on the morning program. What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to doubt Kanye West's feelings. But I just don't. And who said this? Steven Crowder. And I want to credit that. I'm just not ready to make Kanye West the head of religion in America at this point and the spokesperson for religion in America at this point. But if this is real for him, you got to cheer that on. I mean, he's going completely and totally against the grain in his space. Completely and totally against the grain in his space. So he's got nothing really to gain. I think that conservatives have to be really careful. We have a tendency to make people microwave heroes suddenly because they have said something that we like and they have lived their whole life on the other side of the fence. They are somehow they become super conservative heroes suddenly. And I think we have to really tap the brake on that sort of nonsense. But again, if indeed what you're seeing with Kanye West is real, super. It's super. As it'll be good for him. It'll be good for everyone around him. It'll be good for those who have listened to his music all those many years and heard those messages and narratives and can maybe start rolling them back. And it'll be good for Kanye. And that's, and that, as a Christian, you got to think, well, that's good, right? That's a good thing. Now, at the same time, you have to be smart. Don't get sucked in. Again, Kanye West is not ready. Kanye West is not ready to assume the role of Billy Graham or Oral Roberts anytime soon. Takes a long time, right? So we'll see. But you see some of the reaction by the left. He's crazy. Well, you know, Kanye, in a way, and kind of always been crazy, right? We've already said that he was a little off the bean. Okay. But the, you know, the abuse that he, you know, what, and the stones that he's starting to get from people who are supposedly on his side of the aisle or have been his friends for a long time, are really trying to promote the cancel culture for Kanye. And to his, I don't know, to his benefit, he doesn't seem to care. Now, he might, but you know what? In public, he doesn't seem to care. In an interview, he said, I've been canceled. People have tried to cancel me before. But again, he's saying a lot of the right stuff. We'll see. But you see how he gets treated, right? I was talking to a local politician who was on the left. And in our conversation, and at this point, I won't tell you who it is. So you can email me, and I still won't tell you who it is. You can call me. You can get in the chat room, and I still won't tell you who it is. But the people who know, know. And it was interesting. They were telling me that because of some of the things and associations they had made in the past in an attempt to help his district, his own party has turned against him. They have basically ostracized him and are actively working against him because he's not pure. President Obama, in an interview on the stage at, it was one of his foundation things, I guess it's an Obama Foundation or whatever, basically warned the attending of the quote woke culture. He basically said, yes, once you, he said this, the world's a messy place. And once you're woke to it, you'll get over that. I thought that was it. That was interesting. Now, I know a lot of people, you know, on our side, Barack Obama is Beelzebub and he's the Antichrist, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, sometimes you have to say, you know, what he's saying is correct. So you'll get over that. And you're going to have to look at the world, and just calling somebody out on Instagram or on the internet is not doing anything. It's not affecting change. So he looks at the woke culture, and he tells the truth about the woke culture. Now, of course, right now, for a lot of people on the left, Barack Obama is still president in their head. Or should be. So they're not going to look at former President Obama in anything but the best light. Again, what folks on the right have to do is not go, you see, even Barack Obama said they're full of crap. Well, that's not quite what he said, but these are the kind of things that we have to guard against. This bill, this H.R. 5, the Equality Act. Remember, this is a spiritual battle. This is designed to do one thing: to break the back of the American church, to break its spirit, to destroy its organizations, and to send the sheep and to scatter the sheep. That's what it's designed to do. Period. Because it's obvious in this act, everything has to bow to the LGBTQ AIIP, whatever it is, agenda. Everything. Your religious beliefs are no excuse, and you will get no quarter for, quote, discrimination, end quote, of anything and everything that's in the LGBTQ, AIIP, LMNOZ agenda. You'll get no quarter. Religion, tradition, feelings, nothing. They're going to steamroll all of it. And like I said, I don't know what I'm going to do if I get a call tomorrow saying that someone wants me to go perform a wedding of two women. Right now, I can say no. Maybe. And maybe not get sued. But there's a really good chance that even now I can be sued. You know about the whole cake thing, right? Now, again, they could find 1,000 people where I live, in the city that I live in, to go marry them if they wanted to. Heck, they can go on the internet, get ordained, and marry themselves. You know, they don't need me. They need to come to me to do it. They don't need me. I'm not the only way to getting them to be married. Hardly, right? Get one of their friends to get ordained on the internet in 5 minutes. Print the thing out. Marry them. It'll be good in the state of Florida. I told you, Florida's got really lax laws about that kind of stuff. Florida ain't trying to stop people from getting married. Not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. Got the marriage license? Great. Some officiant that you choose can sign it and do the ceremony, and y'all could be hitched forever, and it's all good. So, these sort of laws make it even more dangerous for someone like me, or some notary, or some minister, some small church, or whatever, when it comes to the LGBTQ community. It makes it even more dangerous. Don't get fooled. That's what this is all about. That's what it is all about. All right, anyway, we can take a little break and finish up. Thanks so much for listening today. If you got any questions, you got any comments, you got any criticisms, send them to WLS860@gmail.com. That's WLS860@gmail.com. We'll be back in just a few.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And if my feelings start to pressure you, it's alright. I will give you time.
All right. Well, here we go. Thank you ever so much for coming. We appreciate it. Really, really appreciate you, it.
It's all right.
It's just nothing better. Nothing better than having you join us for a few minutes. And telling your friends about us. There's nothing better. We appreciate it greatly. We appreciate you greatly. All right. We're going to get out of here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, probably. The morning report on Fight Back Media. Check us out. We'll be right here. Same bat time, same bat channel, but at 9 a.m. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
It's all right. I will give you time. Oh, and if my feelings start to pressure you, it's all right. I will give you time.